I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. When I first visited the state of Missouri, I kept hearing people talk with reverence about one of their favorite sons, outdoorsman extraordinaire Johnny Morris. Incredibly, Morris's multi-billion dollar empire all started with a tiny 8-foot square bait and tackle stand in his parents' Springfield, Missouri liquor store. Today, Morris's empire includes more than 170 Bass Pro Shops across America and Canada, a world-class Wonders of Wildlife National Museum and Aquarium, and so much more. Come along and join me for just a sampler of Johnny Morris's incredible outdoor empire. We'll start our exploration with Misty Mitchell, Director of Conservation Programs for the Johnny Morris Foundation. She offers an overview of special things to do and see. We'll then meet up with Jeff Wilhoit, who handles marketing for Bass Pro Shops Big Cedar Lodge. Wilhoit shares cool insights about the legendary Top of the Rock Heritage Preserve, followed by a visit with Rick Fletcher, a tour guide at Morris's Dogwood Canyon Nature Park. Come along and join the adventure.
So the Johnny Morris Foundation attraction includes three properties. Dogwood Canyon down in Lampy, Missouri. You can take the tram, you can go see the bison and the elk and the longhorn. You can actually do a lot of waterfalls, and there's a chapel and a nature center. An amazing property to connect you back to the outdoors and engage outside. And then just north of that, you can head to Top of the Rock. And at Top of the Rock, you've got the Lost Canyon Cave Trail. You're going to take a golf cart, and you're going to go down 2.5 miles of trails, beautiful waterfalls, lots of outdoor overlooking Table Rock Lake. And then you're going to head over to Ancient Ozarks Natural History Museum, 35,000 square feet of artifacts galore. Amazing artifacts from Civil War, Native American, just amazing things to see there. And the last location where we are today, we're at the Johnny Morris National Museum and Aquarium in Springfield, Missouri. 1.5 million gallons of water through this aquarium. And you can see all across the world with our wildlife galleries, the dioramas from Africa, the polar regions, and head into the swamp and the ocean. We have penguin encounters, and we also have an out-to-sea dive that you could do. So a lot of amazing things in the conservation attractions. Key is to get people outdoors and engage them to conservation.
That's so awesome. To learn more.
To learn more, you're going to go to wondersofwildlife.org. You can find all the information about all of our properties and all the offerings that we have.
That's too simple.
That is too simple. My name is Misty Mitchell. I'm the Director of Conservation Programs for the Johnny Morris Foundation.
Misty, thank you so much.
This thank you.
Literally illuminating.
It's been amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name is Jeff Wilhoit, and we are at Top of the Rock, Johnny Morris's Ozark Heritage Preserve.
In the heart of Missouri.
Yeah, southern Missouri. We're right on the Arkansas border.
Earlier today, we went on a little drive, and we went across the border.
Yes, absolutely. You went to Dogwood Canyon,
yeah.
I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, literally on the border.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's go back in time and tell us history, the story, Johnny Morris, how this all happened.
I think it's one of America's greatest stories of entrepreneurism and creativity. And Johnny said this many times before, Bass Pro could only happen in America. It wouldn't have happened anywhere else. So in 1972, Johnny, he was a professional fisherman. He was on the professional fishing tour.
Wow.
And he couldn't find the same lures that other pros were using back in his hometown of Springfield, Missouri. And so he went to several sporting goods stores and asked them to carry these lures, and they wouldn't do it, or they couldn't do it. So he got his father co-signed a loan for him for $10,000. And he went over to Tulsa, and he loaded up U-Haul trailer and bought some lures and brought them back to his dad's business. His dad started Brown Derby Liquor Store.
So he gave the son like a little 8 square feet or something?
Yep, he gave him about 8 square feet of retail space in that liquor store. A lot of people would come down on their way to Table Rock Lake to get ice and supplies, and so he thought this would be a great spot to put some lures, and he did. People started buying him like crazy.
How did it blow up? Was it mail order?
Well, he did a very smart thing. He recorded their names and addresses of the people that purchased these lures, and he sent them a one-page flyer. And then the one-page flyer became a two-page flyer, and then it just grew from there into a catalog. And now it's still a huge catalog that goes out to millions of people now.
Wow.
And yeah, it's quite a success story of the catalog business.
But he also blew up his brick and mortar world.
He did. He decided, let's build a store to showcase a lot of these things. And it wasn't for quite a while. They ran the mail order business for quite a while. And then in the early 80s, he decided to build a store in Springfield.
That was the number one.
And that was the first store. And we call it the Granddaddy now. Mm-hmm. And it just blew up overnight. It became Missouri's number one tourist destination, a retail store, which is very unique.
So today, last time I knew, there were over 150?
Yes. I think over 170 now.
Wow.
Yes. No. And of course, in 2017, he purchased Cabela's. And so we merged with them. And we're the number one outdoor retailer right now.
So that's in addition to Cabela's, right. Still exist under his flag ownership.
That's correct.
How amazing.
So he grew up right in the heart of the Ozarks, right outside of Springfield, and he loves this area. He was actually, we're sitting right overlooking Table Rock Lake right now, mm-hmm. and that lake was formed in 1948. So actually 1958. And so he loved the lake because he was on it all the time fishing. And he was actually at the open house of the dam when they built the dam. The Corps of Engineers built a hydroelectric dam there. And so that's really how Bass Pro got its start. And they used the word Bass Pro because it was very descriptive of what products they were selling. And of course, now it's grown into not only fishing and hunting supplies, but a hospitality business, which is where we're at right now. Big Cedar Lodge.
So you can spend overnight.
Sure can. We have an incredible resort in Southwest Missouri called Big Cedar Lodge that's connected to this place called Top of the Rock where we're at today. And it's 4,600 acres. It's gigantic. And you can spend the night. You can do all kinds of different outdoor activities. It's a great family resort. And we're also known for golf. We have 5 golf courses that are world class.
Wow. Championship.
Yeah, absolutely.
How crazy. It never ends.
Right. And some of our attractions are so unique, like the one we just got going down. We went on the Lost Canyon Cave and Nature Trail. It's a 2.5-mile trail that takes guests through an ancient cave, through waterfalls, get to go over an Amish-covered bridge, just all kinds of really cool, unique ways. And you do that in an electric cart that you drive yourself through the canyon, and people absolutely love it. It's one of our top attractions.
That is so cool.
Right. As we were going through there, I mean, you guys were just in awe, and you know, a lot of people have said that, you know, Johnny's like the Walt Disney of the outdoors. It's all his imagination. It's not like a team of people are creating this. It's his imagination that's making this.
There's more.
Oh yeah, there's more.
Right here in the main building that we're in, there's a world-class museum.
Absolutely. I think literally. It's one of Missouri's best kept secrets, mm-hmm. and I think it's one of the neatest things to do at the resort. And it's called the Ancient Ozarks Natural History Museum, and it's 40,000 square feet of Native American, Civil War, and Western artifacts, and there's over 75,000 artifacts in that museum underground. It takes you hours to go through it and see it all. It's absolutely incredible. It's one of my favorite things to do here at the resort, and I think people, they come away just in awe. There's so many things. We've got the flag that was on Lincoln's casket, a locket of Lincoln's hair, the saddle pad that George Washington rode on during the Revolutionary War, cannons from Gettysburg, and then all the incredible Native American artwork.
You could talk for hours just on the Native American
artifacts.
They are. We've been out of there a half hour, and I'm still kind of trying to digest.
It's overwhelming, really. There's so much down there. It's overwhelming. Yeah. And it's pretty cool that a resort has a Smithsonian-level quality mm-hmm. museum that's that level. It's world-class, for sure.
There's nothing close.
No, there's nothing close.
In all of America.
No.
How did he start that, and why?
So when Johnny was 16 years old, he was fishing in the river with his dad, and they just got off the river, and they were walking across a freshly plowed field back to their truck, and he looked down, and he found his very first arrowhead, and he held it in his hands, and he wondered, who was the last person to touch this? What were they wearing? What did this area look like? And that really started his love affair with the Native American culture. They were our very first conservationists, and of course, Johnny's known as probably the top conservationist since Teddy Roosevelt.
But it's so under the radar.
I know.
You would not know that unless you stumbled upon...
Right. It's a very unassuming entrance to the museum.
Yeah.
You know, that really started his love affair with Native American cultures, that very first Arrowhead, and it's grown into this. One of the other cool things is that nature trail that we went down and that museum and the Dogwood Canyon, which you went through earlier today, that's all part of the Johnny Morris Foundation. All of the proceeds go back to conservation.
It's 100% nonprofit.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, wow. Which is unheard of.
And it's all by his own volition.
Right. He wants to give back. He loves the Ozarks. And, you know, a lot of people would build these things just for themselves. But mm-hmm. he wants to give back and show the public how special the Ozarks are.
But wait, there's more.
Yes. There's cool. so much more. We don't even have time to talk about all the things.
The aquarium envisioned and opened. Talk to us about that. And that's in Springfield.
That's in Springfield. I think you're going to see that here in a little bit. That's called Wonders of Wildlife. It opened in 2017. And every year it's been named by USA Today readers the number one aquarium in North America. It's incredible.
What makes it so exceptional?
Well, I think that it's another Johnny Morris property. So with that comes all the incredible details and the artistry. I can't say enough about the artists that crafted Wonders of Wildlife. It took many, many years. I would go up there while they were building it, and there would be just one diorama I'm thinking about. It took years just to make one of the dioramas in there. So you can walk through our national parks. You can walk through Africa. You can be in a herd of zebras and giraffes, and then you never have to leave Southwest Missouri. You can travel all these places, and you feel like you're there.
Something about sharks?
Absolutely. That's just the wildlife galleries. And then you move into the aquarium side of it, and you can dive with sharks. There's over 35,000 different species in that aquarium. It's just amazing.
And you can walk with penguins?
You can. You can feed penguins. You can do all kinds of different activities. So it's very interactive. You can pet stingrays as they go by. There's all kinds of different interactive things. So everything's not just behind glass. There's a lot of interactive things. The kids absolutely love it.
And that being said, it follows that this has to be a viral destination for school groups.
Oh, absolutely. It's the home of conservation is Springfield with all the different activities. It's connected to the biggest Bass Pros too, the Granddaddy store. It's so much more than a retail store. There's so much to see in aquariums, even in the store. It is a destination for sure. It's an all day, all week destination mm-hmm. up there. There's a lot of things that you can do up there.
A lot of hands-on activity.
Yes, absolutely.
So more than just buying a new kayak.
Exactly. Yep. And then, just 50 minutes south, right on the Arkansas border, is this incredible resort that in 1988, he decided that he wanted to build a resort for folks that had maybe purchased a new tracker boat, because tracker boat is one of the things that Johnny started back in the late 70s. Before he started tracker boats, you had to buy all the different pieces of a boat separately. You had to buy the trailer separately. You had to buy the fish finder, the motor separately. He is the first one to come up with the idea of it's one package, and they packaged aluminum boat, motor, trailer, fish finder for $29.95.
Wow.
Which was unheard of back in the late 70s. That started Tracker Boats, and then it blossomed, and he purchased other boat companies and started other boat companies, and now it's called White River Marine Group, and it is the largest boat company in the country. It's a huge boat company. So Nitro, Ranger, fishing boats, all kinds of different boat brands. And so those are represented up at the store that you can see all of those. And the really cool thing is a lot of those are made right here in the heart of the Ozarks.
Is there a retail outlet in basically every state in the union?
Pretty much most states have a Bass Pro. There's three states in the country that the number one tourist attraction is the Bass Pro store.
I bet I can guess one of them because I've been there.
Which one?
Memphis.
Oh, yes.
That's really...
The pyramid.
I know.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Square footage-wise, volume-wise, that is actually the largest one. I think there's over 1 million cubic feet inside of the pyramid.
And that was a reuse.
Yes, that was a sports place where they had everything from boxing to the NCAA tournament to basketball, all kinds of different sporting events, and... It sat empty. The city of Memphis did not know what to do with it, so Johnny was fishing with Bill Dance, and he said, if I catch a catfish over 30 pounds, then we're going to purchase this building. We're going to put a Bass Pro inside of it.
And
did. Right at the very end, they caught a catfish that was over 30 pounds, and he screamed, okay, we're going to do it. So they purchased the building, and they built an incredible Bass Pro inside of it. It also has a hotel inside of it called Big Cypress that we operate, and it's about 100 rooms inside of there that are really cool, and so you can actually spend the night inside of a retail store. It's pretty cool.
I've done it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Overlooking
a swamp inside of a store. I mean, it's hard to believe. You've got to see it to believe it. Yeah. One of the really cool things that we just opened at Big Cedar Lodge is the brand new Thunder Ridge Nature Arena, the first arena in the world dedicated to conservation. All the proceeds from these concerts that we're having go back to conservation.
And where is this?
And it is right here. It's right here.
Yeah.
Right here at Big Cedar Lodge.
Is there a town name?
Yeah. Ridgedale, Missouri.
There you go.
Yeah. Big town. I think there's 200 people in Ridgedale.
Metropolis.
Yes. And so this Thunder Ridge Nature Arena is absolutely, I think, and a lot of others agree, that it's the top destination for concerts in the country.
And seating capacity?
18,000. Uh-huh. And we just opened it in May.
Wow.
We had Morgan Wallen open it, and Chris Stapleton came. And then the biggest news happened is that the Rolling Stones came in July and had their final concert, their tour stop in the United States here in the little town of Ridgedale, Missouri. So we had 18,000 folks for that, and it was so special.
Population 200.
Yes, yes. And it's just a really cool arena. And one of the most unique things is that it's dedicated to conservation.
Johnny Morris breaks all the rules.
He does.
You know that, don't you?
He does. A lot of people call him the Walt Disney of the outdoors, and I believe it. His attention to detail, especially out of Thunder Ridge, I mean, every detail, he's out there every day while we were building that, and down to the tile in the bathroom, to the every single detail at that arena. It's all Johnny Morris.
That's crazy. Talking about hands-on, back in the day, I think, 2017, 2018, you walked this mountainside with Johnny when you guys were envisioning the little golf course.
Yeah, it was too. In 2008. And,
wow.
Yeah, 2008. This was just woods up here. Uh-huh. And Johnny wanted to build a trail that the guests could access nature, do it real easily with an electric cart. And so he mapped out this road. It's 2.5 miles.
And
I walked behind him with a camera and kind of documented him making this, but it was all him. And it was 2.5 miles that he carved out of the woods. And of course, you know, while he was talking about this, I'm like, there's going to be people drive a cart through? I mean, you got to just picture, it's woods, and it didn't look anything like it does now. And it took a little over 6 years to build that road that goes through there. And it's this amazing trail that guests get a chance to really get in close contact with nature. And it's convenient because they're driving an electric cart.
That's so cool. And I get to drive, or you get to drive.
That's right. That's right.
You don't have to have a driver.
That's right.
Rogues on the roadway. Tell us about where we're at right now. This is a dining venue.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to do at Top of the Rock. One of the things is to eat. We have three great restaurants. The one we're in right now is called Arnie's Barn. Really unique story about this. This is a barn that came from Latrobe, Pennsylvania. And so
Arnie Palmer's personal barn.
So it was connected to Arnold's land. Arnold didn't own it, but it was connected to his land. And so Johnny and Arnold Palmer went up and looked at it, and we had an Amish family from Springfield go up there, number all the beams, take everything down, load it up, bring it here, reset it back up here. Arnold got to come see it right before, a little bit before he passed away, and he was just moved to tears. He absolutely loved this. Upon further inspection, and they radiocarbon dated the beams, it was all American chestnut. It's 250-year-old wood. And so it's just a beautiful barn, and now it is, it's a Mexican-themed restaurant. It's open for lunch.
What's the name of the
It's venue? Called Arnie's Barn.
Uh-huh. Makes sense.
Yep. And you can get an Arnold Palmer iced tea and lemonade up here.
I love it.
Yep, and they've got great food, and this is just one of the places you can eat. The other really cool place you can eat is Osage, which I think you are going to partake in tonight. And one of the coolest things about the restaurant is every night at sunset, they do an it's really special ceremony called the Sunset Ceremony, where a bagpiper comes out to pay homage to golf's Scottish roots, because we're surrounded by a Jack Nicklaus designed 9-hole par 3 golf course. And then also, they fire a cannon right at sunset every night that was used during the Civil War.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. You can stay here, right?
You absolutely can stay here. So it's called Big Cedar Lodge for a reason. We have over 360 different cabins and rooms, a lot of different room types. You can choose from large cabins that sleep 12 people all the way to cozy one-bedroom log cabins. We even have a cabin up here at Top of the Rock that you can stay in called Jack's Cabin. That was another one of those old historic homes that was transported from Potosi, Missouri. It was built in 1840. The Union soldiers actually hid out in it during the Civil War, and we transported it here, built it here, and you can spend the night in it.
So that would be a popular wedding night venue?
Yes, yep, and we also have an amazing chapel up here, which we host a lot of weddings here. We have four chapels altogether through all of our properties, and so there's a lot of different places to get married here, and a lot of folks do that.
That's so cool. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, there's so much.
Well, before we go, let's dovetail back to Johnny Morris.
Yes.
Because I've known people who know him, like you, mm-hmm. for the last 10 years, and I have never heard one person speak with anything other than reverence for this human being. What an anomaly, man.
He's an American treasure. I mean, he really is. He's a legend.
But to maintain his humbleness yes. and his modesty,
right.
it's so rare.
Right. I don't think anyone has the vision that he has or the creativity. And then just to have the big heart to go along with that, to give back and not just keep it for himself, but to give back. I think that's what separates him. And just want to take care of the environment and help conservation and help fishermen and hunters. It's amazing what he's built here and what he does all around, not just here, but all around the country, what he does for conservation. It's really inspiring.
And beyond the border, in Canada, he has a long history.
Oh, he absolutely loves Canada. Long history in Canada. He's got a place in British Columbia that's beautiful. And then pretty much almost every year, several times a year actually, goes fishing in Canada, whether it's off the coast of Nova Scotia. One of the great things that the Johnny Morris Foundation does is partner with different organizations to tag giant bluefin tuna off the coast of Nova Scotia in Canada. We just got back just a couple weeks ago from doing that, and so he goes up every year to help with that tagging process, which involves a little GPS transmitter on the back of a tuna so scientists can study their migratory paths. So that's one thing that he loves to do, and then also go up into the northern territories, way up in the Arctic Circle on this place called the Tree River and fish. So that's another thing that he really loves to do. But he absolutely loves Canada, absolutely.
And he has some retail outlets in Canada.
Yeah, I think we have seven Bass Pro stores in Canada. Of course, Canadians love Bass Pro. They're all about the outdoors up there.
Yeah, Bass Pro Shop made for Canadians.
Absolutely yeah. It is, yes.
Doesn't get any more home run than that.
Right.
That's really cool. Okay, anything you want to add? Before we go, if somebody wanted to learn more about your world, where would you direct us?
You know, I think the best place to go is bigcedar.com. And that website has all the information on how you could come here and experience what you got to experience the last few days.
And if I wanted to learn more about Bass Pro Shops?
BassPro.com.
There you go. I love it. So music venue, on and on, one-stop shop.
Yes, a lot of golf, even more golf to come. So stay tuned. We've got some big announcements coming with even more golf. And Tom, it was great to have you here.
You too, man. What a great day. Still kind of shocked from the Native American Museum and the Civil War and Revolutionary War artifacts. Mind-blowing.
Right.
It's like your own Smithsonian.
Exactly.
Literally.
Thanks for coming. My name's Jeff Wilhoit from Big Cedar Lodge and Top of the Rock.
Awesome.
Appreciate you guys being here today. My name is Rick Fletcher. I'm one of the tour guides. I'm also a fly fishing guide here. Where you are today is you're in Johnny Morris's Dogwood Canyon Nature Park.
Is that near Springfield?
Salampi is the town that it's associated with, Lampi, Missouri. So we're really south of Table Rock Lake, between Lampi and Blue Eye, probably a great way to tell you. Not far from the northern Arkansas border.
Well, not too far from Branson.
Not too far from Branson. And the people that come here generally are here because of Branson and to see these kinds of things in this area.
And how big is the park? It feels huge.
It is huge. There's total of 10,000 acres. Now, what I just took you guys on a tour through was 2,260 of it, but there's a whole almost other 8,000 acres that's as beautiful in a rugged, undeveloped way with big vistas and limestone walls and creek crossings. It's as wild in nature as this is a refined beauty. And so, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to show that to you today. You have to take the off-road tour to go see that. But it's an amazing experience.
Privately owned.
It is. It's in Johnny Morris's 501c3. It's a not-for-profit. It's in his trust. And the idea is that this is just a snapshot of what the Ozarks look like today, such that when people come here multiple generations from now, they can still see the Ozarks and how it used to be.
So Johnny Morris is an epitome of a good old boy, local boy that made good.
Yeah, made good is probably almost an understatement, right?
No, his literally.
Impact, not just financially, but his impact from a conservation standpoint has really been significant. And
that's what I admire the most about him, is his give back. He's got to understand that ultimate insignificance of our individual lives, that kind of greater good.
Yeah, you know, I spent a lot of years in the military, so I appreciate people. You know, I've always hunted, I've always fished, and a lot of my peers, because of that job, did the same. So when I came here to go to work, I recognized that this is really a good fit. If you love the outdoors, you like to see animals, you like to understand about conservation,
that's what goes on here. You get paid.
Well, they do. I just hope they don't realize I wouldn't mind if I didn't.
People come from all around America, all around the world.
They do. I've had some interesting people here from all over the place. When they're in the tram, I don't get to interact with them as much as I do when I take them fishing. And when I take people fishing, you're standing along one of these beautiful creeks, catching some really nice fish, and there's all kinds of conversation. And then you learn where people came from better, what they do. For example, today I know we had people from Texas, and we had people from St. Louis, and I know we had people from somewhere in Arkansas. I already forget the town, but the point is, you don't get the feel for the whole tram. Specifically, but when you fish with them, you really do.
And I was really surprised. I forgot that we're right on the border of Arkansas.
We are.
And you drove through Arkansas in the park.
We do. That's all. And it's surprising. A lot of people do know that, but some don't. It's always fun to tease people. You know, surely you guys knew that because no doubt you brought your passports. We're going into Arkansas. And occasionally you'll catch that blank look for just a minute, right? Like, was I really supposed to do that?
Going across the border.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a restaurant here. Talk to us about some of that. I saw a conference center.
There's all kinds of facilities here. The restaurant, of course, there's kind of a museum attached to this. I mean, you guys finished today. You got to go across the breezeway. There's a restaurant there. Walk on down. There's a grist mill here. And then there's a kind of a museum here. The restaurant's delicious. And the restaurant doesn't serve just like average lunch and breakfast. But for example, on Thanksgiving Day this year, they're having a full Thanksgiving feast, and people can actually buy tickets and come to that, and it sells out quick. In fact, I bought some for my family. Starts at 10, ends at 3 this year. The only seating I could get, and I work here, is 10 o'clock. I mean, it's that popular.
And then not too far from here, what is it, Table Rock?
Yes, Table Rock Lake. There's a series of four lakes that flow through this area. Originally, the White River dammed up and starts with Beaver Lake over near Bentonville, which everybody knows as a home of Walmart. Mm-hmm. And then it flows into Table Rock Lake, which is an absolutely beautiful recreational lake. Then it flows into Lake Taneycomo, which to me looks more like a river, but winds its way through the town of Branson. Fishing is good on that lake also. And then it spills into Bull Shoals, which is like the catch basin for flooding, for water rising and descending. Out of that, because that's a deep lake, out of the bottom of that, it spills into White River, and that is some of the best trout water in the United States.
Definitely so, fisherman's paradise, huh?
Fisherman, boater, skier, you name it. If you like the outdoors, hiker, you know, this is the spot. Yeah. Everybody likes to go to Branson because, you know, obviously there's good restaurants, there's shows, they have, you know, a whole nightlife of shows there. Shows for everything from adults to kids, like Reza the Magician. I took my grandson there. He loved it. So there's that, and then there's all kinds of activities for the kids, and then you can fish if you want to do that. But then you can branch out and go to Table Rock Lake. You could come here, you know, and spend some time at Dogwood Canyon. You know, there's just Branson's kind of like the hub to me of all the things you would do in this area.
And then one of my favorites, Silver Dollar City.
Silver Dollar City. Yeah. That's right. And of course, they're getting ready to decorate that for the holidays, and that's pretty spectacular.
Crazy on that, huh?
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah. And of course, this place right here, you would never think that it was actually an RV park back in its beginning. But now you see when it gets in the hands of somebody like Johnny Morris and the time and the energy is spent to develop it, it could go from being an RV park to to like an absolutely beautiful nature park.
Could be a national park.
It, couldn't it? My wife and I just came back from Glacier National Park. We went up there this summer, which is a beautiful place. It's maybe more majestic in the height of the mountains and all, right. But you can't say it's any prettier than this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To learn more about your world here, do you guys have a
Dogwood
website?
Dogwood Canyon's the website. That's the place. Yeah, Dogwood Canyon is the place to go. You know, the exact URL, I'm not sure because I'm on a different ones of them, but sure. if you just Google Dogwood Canyon, it'll bring you here. My name is Rick Fletcher.
Rick, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to have you guys on board.
This has been great. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Missouri. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station.
I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
Wish you well. I could live without you. Time would tell. I could live without you, but it would be a living hell. If there's any doubt about the way I feel for you, let me ease your troubled mind. I would barely breathe and walk, and I don't know what I'd do. Darling, if you weren't by my side, I could live without you. Wish you well. I could live without you. Time would tell. I could live without you, but it would be a living hell. Even if I tried, I couldn't love you anymore. Heaven knows just what I'd do if you walked out that door. I could live without you and wish you well. I could live without you. Time would tell. I could live without you, but it would be a living hell. I could live without you and wish you well. I could live without you. Time would tell. I could live without you, but it would be a living hell. I could live. I could live.